Wealthy donors helped get it on the ballot. Now Washington voters will decide whether to approve Tim Iman's latest tax-limiting measure. It tells lawmakers to enshrine in the state constitution a two-thirds requirement for tax hikes, or else. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Fremont is one of Seattle's most liberal neighborhoods. Think naked people riding bikes and a statue of Lenin. But the woman who's been called the unofficial mayor of Fremont is a self-avowed conservative.
I do have friends from time to time say, "What do you have a statue of Lenin for?" And I say, "Not my statue."
Susie Burke may not own the statue or the land it sits on, but her family real estate company, the Fremont Dock Company, owns a good chunk of Fremont, about 60 acres. Take a walk with her?
Let's go down this way. We'll go see the dinosaurs.
And Burke offers a running commentary.
Talk about cute, huh? Woo.
About the businesses she rents to.
Very expensive bikes.
And for good measure, throws in the occasional gripe about taxes.
Parking has 7 different taxes on it.
Taxes are a prickly subject with Burke.
I go argue about my taxes if I don't see something right.
Which helps explain why her company contributed $45,000 to Initiative 1366 on the November ballot. This is Tim Iman's latest effort to require a two-thirds vote of the legislature or a vote of the people for tax hikes. Burke not only contributed to get the measure on the ballot, she signed on to the voter's guide statement that urges a yes vote.
This fits me to a T.
And Burke thinks it's a good fit for Washington, too. She notes voters have approved a supermajority threshold for taxes 5 times over the last 20 years.
This is our chance to make it permanent and to let our elected officials know this is the way it works now.
1366 is different than past Iman initiatives. That's because in 2013, the Washington Supreme Court tossed out the last voter-approved supermajority rule as unconstitutional. This new initiative would direct lawmakers to send voters a two-thirds for taxes constitutional amendment by April 15th of next year. If they didn't, the state sales tax would drop from 6.5% to 5.5%. That's an estimated $8 billion penalty over 6 years. Supporters consider that an incentive for the legislature to act. Opponents consider it hostage-taking.
That's what Tim Iman in 1366 does. It holds our kids hostage.
That's Democratic State Representative Chris Reichdahl. He's vice chair of the House Education Committee and a fierce opponent of a supermajority threshold for taxes.
A two-thirds requirement is a partisan, political, self-interest attack to protect the status quo of the tax code to privilege the few.
Washington unions are funding a modest no on 1366 campaign. Angel Morton heads the Tacoma Teachers Union. She notes the state legislature is currently in contempt of court over school funding.
We can't afford to gamble with the future of our kids. We can't afford to gamble with $8 billion. We need to know that money's going to be available for the future of our children.
Morton says what Washington needs is comprehensive tax reform, not tax limits. In Fremont, Susie Burke says she's not the only one who supports 1366.
This is a mischief distillery.
Where co-owner Patty Bishop is getting ready for barreling day.
And we make whiskey, vodka, and gin.
Bishop says she often disagrees with Tim Iman, but
on this issue, we are totally aligned with what he's going after because taxation without representation is wrong.
Of course, it's all in how you define representation. If 1366 passes in November, it will likely face another test, the courts. Opponents are sure to challenge its constitutionality. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.